Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, July 26, 2015. Pastor Paul Talbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for our meditation is also the basis for the children's devotion coming up. And so I want to make sure that you hear what it says from Luke chapter, let's see, what chapter is this? It's chapter 10, starting with verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Martha had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Martha came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen." And now I invite the children to come forward here for a brief children's devotion with this wonderful thing, a picnic basket. It's a great thing. Whoops, I'm sorry, I forgot to turn this back on again. Here we are. Oh, you got it. Oh, boy, they're good. Hi there. You guys ever gone on a picnic? Mm-hmm. What do you use this for on a picnic? Walking, all right, hang on to that, please. This I use because, in case it rains, okay? Or in case it's really, really sunny, I don't want to get sunburned, you know, okay? So I'm going to put this down over here. Oh, that'd be good. All right. And in here, picnic. All right. So first of all, we have a picnic. Here. Help me here, Henry. It's a picnic blanket here. We got to spread this on the floor here. Oh, a colorful one. You like that, huh? Yeah. All right. All right. All right. We'll sit on the blanket then. We got to have a picnic here. And we'll sit on this. Go ahead. Sit on. There you go. All right. And then I have another one here just for in case I have, you know, there's a table we have to put. Nice on the table there. We'll just, we have napkins. Here, have a napkin. Oh, have a napkin. There you go. Hang on to those. And then we have cups. Oh, we have cups. Oh, we have cups. Oh, man, this is good. And we have a hat. It's from Bruce Ruzzano. He taught me how to fish last year. I caught this. So it reminds me, okay, that's kind of fun. I might go fishing. Maybe Bruce will show up. Who knows? I got this. And we have spoons. You want to hang on to the spoons here for me? All right. And we have a tape measure in case I have to measure that fish. Okay. And then what else we got here? We have sunglasses. Well, you know, it might be a sunshiny day. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, there we go. I like that. Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm all ready for... Oh, and plates. Plates. Make sure you have a plate. Have a plate. Here. Oh, you're just going to love this. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's all right. That's fine. You can share with everybody. All right. All right. So, all right. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm missing something. Huh? What am I missing? Food. I'm missing food. I got the plates. I got this. I got my hat. I miss the food. You can't have a picnic without. Now, was it good that I have all this stuff? Yeah, that was good. It would have been better if I would have had the food. Because you can't have ice cream if there's no ice cream. You can't have sandwiches if there's no sandwiches. You can't have pie if there's no pie. You can't have cinnamon rolls if there's no cinnamon rolls. What you're going to do, this is what happens to people sometimes. It happened to a believer by the name of Martha. Martha was running all around, getting all ready for Jesus, and she had the plates, and she had the napkins, and she was getting everything all ready. And she forgot that Jesus was the most important person. And Mary was listening to Jesus, and Jesus said, Mary has chosen what's better. She chose me. It's like choosing food for a picnic. If I'm going to have a picnic, I can have all this stuff, but I'm going to need my picnic lunch. I'm going to need my food for my lunch. So you're going to get a pair of sunglasses today. That's so that when you go out, you can remind yourself and you can tell everybody, just if they say, well, where'd you get those glasses from? They're awesome glasses. And you can say, well, I got them to remind me that sometimes when I get ready for things, I forget that the most important thing is Jesus. And this is to remind me and to remind you. Okay? So let's fold our hands and pray. Dear Jesus, again, help us to remember to keep you first all the time. And when we forget, do like you did for Martha. Gently remind us again and again that the best thing is having you. We thank you for that. Amen. Okay, and now here's the thing. I want you to take two pairs of glasses. Why two, Henry? Why am I giving you two? Are you Henry? You're not Henry. Henry's going to say that. Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Here you go. Take two. Here you go. Take two. And then Andy and Henry. Andy and Henry, you want me put away this stuff here too? Okay, and we put it in here. And it doesn't have to go in. Thank you. And as soon as you get your two glasses, make sure that you go back to your seats. And that way, if your mom and dad says, what was that for? You can say, I know. And you can tell them. Okay, thank you. And I'll take this away later. Whoop, could you give me those as well? Stick those in there. Thank you. Oh, I better take off my glasses. Thank you, sir. Oh, I dropped it. Thanks. You want to help me with this? Thanks. This is why I'm really glad that older children come up here, because it really helps in the last part. Thank you. And, well, yeah, if I do it the right way, how about that? Here we go. Which way? Ready, set, boom. Okay, that's good. Thank you, that's good. All right. Now you know why it takes me so long to make my bed at home. All right. Well, that's about it. Actually, I could end right there, because I'm pretty sure you'll remember what Jesus is talking about here, but there's something really awesome in our text for today, in addition to what the children learned. The children learn it in a way so that they can take it home and they can share it with a friend. If they might say, oh, you know what happened in church today? Pastor came out and he opened up an umbrella. Why is that? Well, because we were having a picnic. There's no rain. Well, in case it was sunny. What are you talking about? And that will start a conversation. Part of God's word I want to read to you today is something that you can use to start a conversation. And that's why you got the teaching tool. Some people call it a rubber band, but it's a teaching tool. It says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, Jesus came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made, and she came to Jesus and asked, Lord, don't you care? I want to stop right there. Two times in the Bible. Two times. That question is asked of Jesus. Two times. The question is asked of Jesus by a believer who really knows what God says, who knows who Jesus is. You might remember the first time. First time was when there was a big storm in the lake, and Peter and the other fishermen were in the boat, and waves were swamping over into the boat, and the wind was tossing and turning that little boat around, and these skilled fishermen who had a fishing business thought they were going to drown, and they couldn't do anything, and they're trying to get out the water, and all of a sudden, where's Jesus? He can, and he was asleep in the back of the boat on a cushion. And what does Peter do? Well, he makes his way over to Jesus, and we're told he shook him awake. And he said, "Lord, don't you care? We're going to drown here." Jesus didn't say anything. He stood up in the middle of the boat, in the middle of the lake, in the middle of the storm. He raised up his voice and he scolded that storm. And he said, "Wind, put a lid on it. Storm, be calm." And just like that, it's like northern Wisconsin, summer, looking out over a lake, glassy calm. The boat is still rocking. The disciples are still dripping wet. And Jesus looks at them, "Why are you so afraid?" Now here we have another time. Jesus and his disciples come. Let's not kid ourselves. It's not just 12. There's the 12, and then there's the women that go along with Jesus, and then there's all the friends and attendants who come along because they want to hear more of what Jesus is saying, and they show up at the door, and Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus were good friends of Jesus. Good friends. And so they go up there, and Martha opens her home to Jesus and to the 12 disciples. What a wonderful, generous heart Martha has. She knows who Jesus is. She wants to show him thanks and honor, and she opens up her house to him, and she gets busy getting ready to feed this horde of people that just descended on her at lunchtime. And as she's scurrying around and stirring this and setting out this and having one of her servants do this or that and gathering, making sure there's enough cups and plates, go to the neighbors, borrow some more cups and plates and stuff like that. While all that's going on, out of the corner of her eye, she sees Mary. And she's just sitting there. And she and Jesus are talking. And finally, she just had enough. And she says, "Lord, don't you care?" She knew who Jesus was. And Jesus calms her down. She says, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things. I want to share with you why you got the rubber band." Martha was distracted, we're told. This rubber band, that's what was going on inside of Martha. She was being pulled and twisted and turned all sorts of ways. And Jesus said, "You know, I know how that is. You're worried and upset about many things." The word upset, it's what happens on the inside when you're all churning on the inside. When you see her in the corner doing nothing, you're all by yourself, and you're all, nobody's taking appreciation of what you're doing. It's just churning up, and you just kind of burst out. That little storm that's going on the inside. I want you to see how magnificent our Lord is. The first time that he is attacked with this question, "Don't you care?" there is a physical problem. The elements were coming against his disciples, and they had forgotten he is the Lord of all creation. So he gets up and he demonstrates who he is. "I'm the God who created all this. They listen to me. Why are you afraid? Put a lid on it, be quiet," and the storm calmed down. The other time, there's another storm going on. This is a storm that's inside each of you. It's inside of me. When you're worried and upset, you're distracted by many things, and it's pulling and pulling and pulling. You don't know what's going on. What did the doctor say? Are my kids in danger? What's the future going to hold? Is the stock market going to go up or going to go down? Is my bank account going to go up or going to go down? What's in it for me? What am I going to do? How come nobody appreciates what I'm doing? And I'm all stretched. And on the inside, all of our storms are going on. And sometimes we burst out to our Lord, "Lord, don't you care?" And I want you to see how Jesus treats his disciples. Doesn't matter if it's something physical like an accident or something on the outside. Doesn't matter. Or if it's something on the inside. Doesn't matter. The Lord treats his believers, the family of faith, like his dear children, brothers and sisters in Christ. To Peter, he just instantly acted And then he asked Peter, why are you so afraid? Where's your faith? And Martha, he said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. He didn't say that her service was bad. He didn't say that getting the picnic stuff ready was bad. He said, on the inside, Martha, you're missing it. You're worried and you're upset about many things. But only one thing. Mary has chosen that one thing. And it will not be taken away from her. Whenever the churning starts on the inside, and you throw up something to God saying, God, don't you care? Remember how God reacted with Martha. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but Mary has chosen what's better, and it will not be taken away from her. But dear friends, we have a lot of things that can churn us on the inside. Our sins are heaped up higher than any mountain. Our plans are always being rearranged. And the world, oh my goodness, the world's going all the way down the toilet. And it doesn't seem like there's anything we can do about it. And you're right, there's not a thing that we can do about it. You know why? Because we are not God. God is God. The awesomely cool thing is that God is our Father. And when we're all upset on the inside, God wants to know. So he can calm us down and remind us that he has everything covered. He took away our sins. There's no guilt. There's no fear. You can go to God all the time. I can walk through my life every moment of every day knowing that he is right beside me. So my dear friends, that's why I got the teaching tool. Whenever you're stressed, use it to remind yourself that, yeah, this life is full of sin and all of its effects, and I do get stressed. But when I am stretched to the breaking point, I have someone I can go to. And that's my Lord Jesus Christ. I can be like Mary. And I can choose that one thing better. And listen to what God says in his word, in his name. So let us live this week. Amen.